change can be a very difficult thing for some people. You know, some people can stop smoking cold turkey, and some people attempt to quit and always go back. And one of the differences between both people is that one person actually has made up their mind that they're going to quit smoking, and the other does not have a completely made up mind to quit smoking. From my own experience, I can tell you that although making changes to your lifestyle can be a challenge, it is not impossible to do. The one key element to changing your lifestyle for the better is faith. Now, I know that many of us have heard of faith, and most of you understand what it means to have it, but when it comes to most people making a change in their lives, such as giving up drugs, alcohol, or just, you know, living within their means, the word faith and its true meaning go right out the window, and fear enters the picture. If you've decided to change your attitude about life, love, or money, then you will either have faith or you will have fear. And let's examine the word faith and what it means to have faith. Faith, as we will define it, is a confident belief, trust, or loyalty. Okay, and that's straight out the dictionary. Okay, it's a confident belief, trust, or loyalty. Many people learn about faith when they grow up in church as kids, and as they get older, get the opportunity to utilize faith to get through a certain period of life, usually a difficult time. I knew a man who was a small-time drug dealer, and in fact, we grew up in the same neighborhood. One day, he got caught selling drugs and was sentenced, you know, to serve 3 months in the county jail. When he got out and we saw each other, he told me that serving time in the county jail was absolutely horrible and that he never wanted to go back. So his plan was to get a job and start doing things the right way. He made several attempts to get a job, but the job market at that time was poor and he was unsuccessful at finding one. So he decided that because he needed the money, that he would go back to selling drugs. But now, marijuana wasn't the common drug on the streets, and he had to move on to a different drug to make more money, and so he decided to sell crack cocaine. I was shocked when I saw him a few months later because he had this really nice-looking car, a nice-looking lady, and in fact, he had a baby on the way, and he had his own home, and all this in a short period of time. Soon after I saw him, I had heard that he had, you know, got caught, you know, selling crack, and this time he got sentenced to 18 months in jail, and the IRS had seized all of his property. After he served time and got back out, I bumped into him again while I was visiting my parents in my old neighborhood where I grew up. He told me that he had just gotten out of jail and that he did not want to go back, and that he was going to find a job to support his new family. So that, you know, he could get out of his parents' home because he had basically moved back home. So I was a bit curious as to, you know, how he was going to accomplish all this, because now he had a criminal record and so much time had passed, and with no real education, I honestly thought that he wouldn't, you know, make it. He'd probably just go back to selling drugs. Even in a good job market, he found it difficult to find work because of his criminal background, but he never gave up trying. My friend was really determined to do the things the right way this time. When I saw him again, he told me that all of his old homeboys didn't want to hang out with him because, you know, he didn't want to sell drugs anymore. And since he did not use drugs, they had little to say to him. He told me that although it hurt his feelings that his friends would treat him that way, that he was glad because he didn't want to go back to jail. After almost a year, a company finally gave him an opportunity, and he took it. And everything worked out for him, even to this day. The last time that he and I talked to each other, I asked him, you know, how did he stick it out and stick with his plan? And, you know, why couldn't do it the first time around? And he told me that it was just easier to do what he had already been doing, you know, which was selling drugs at that time. He told me that he was afraid that if he gave up selling drugs, that his lifestyle would change and that he would have no money, no girlfriend, and no future. The funny thing about it was that he was still with the same girlfriend, even though he didn't have any money at the time. He's got more money now, and he's planning on living a nice, long, healthy life with his family, watching his kids grow up. The whole point to the story is that fear will make you think that change is too difficult and that somehow it isn't worth the effort. Fear will make you quit, and faith will make you continue on despite the ups and downs that go along with change. When you change your attitude, you will change your outcome, but you have to have faith or you will have fear. There are three reasons why you should have faith and not have fear. Okay, these are the three reasons, and you might want to write these down and remember this when you're going through something and you want to quit. These are the three reasons why you should have faith and not have fear. The first thing is that you're smart. The second thing is that attitude is more important than aptitude. Number three, you realize that people are important. Okay, let's go with those three things again. Number one, you are smart. Number two, attitude is more important than aptitude. And number three, you realize that people are important. Now let's examine the three. You're smart. You're not stupid at all. You have a lot of intelligence, and if you use it properly, it can help you make the adjustments when change occurs. Consider this. I was not a very good math student, but now I'm an expert in finance. Just because algebra wasn't my thing, I never considered myself stupid at math. I just was not that good at algebra. Look within yourself and find out what you're smart at, and focus on developing that smartness. Never let people put you down because you don't know something that they know, and or they think that you should know. Being smart and knowing that you're smart at something can help you make smart decisions in life. Now, number two, attitude is more important than aptitude. It is very true when people say that attitude is everything. In fact, attitude is more important than any talent, and that's the aptitude that you may possess. Without the right attitude, the talent will go to waste in most cases. I've met people who are so talented at singing or teaching, and they have the nastiest attitudes toward life, and as a result, they don't get very far. I know people who cannot sing at all and are afraid to be in front of a crowd who live very good, healthy lives because they have the right attitude about that thing that they can do. In other words, if you think that your looks alone will get you through life, then you are sadly mistaken. Or if you believe that just because you can really sing and have won every competition in your city, that you are guaranteed success, then think again. Because if your attitude is bad, then the results of what you're doing will be bad. Remember, you have to change your attitude to change your outcome. Now, number three, people are important. You know, realizing that other people are important will keep you focused. The reason I say that is because if everything that you attempt to do in life is only for your benefit, then you may not work at it as hard or stick with it as long. Some people find it easy to let themselves down and quit because they can live with being a quitter. It doesn't bother them. The people who consider other people who are affected by them quitting usually do not quit. These are the people who give 110% at making their job hunt successful. Or their business endeavor fruitful. When you realize that other people are affected by what you do or do not do in this life, it will make you get focused. I know people who lived a very hard life coming up, and when they had kids, they changed that lifestyle to make a more focused lifestyle because they had their kids to consider. If you're having a difficult time making changes, don't give up, because it may affect the other people in a negative way. So, you know, go back and reevaluate your situation and work at it from a different angle. Just remember, there's no reason to have a plan B. Just learn to modify your plan A. To understand what I'm saying, make sure that you pick up the book that I have, Changing Lanes, or read the chapter of the book. I guess I should be more specific. The book Change Your Attitude, Change Your Outcome, there's a chapter in there called Changing Lanes. Make sure you pick that up, because that's going to go into a little bit more detail about what I'm saying and how change, in fact, works. But just remember, you know, you have all the tools you need to be successful. You're smart. You have attitude is more important than aptitude. And you realize that people are important. It's just not about you. So, now that you know that, there's no reason why you can't be a success at anything that you want to be a success at. don't be deterred because you don't know this or whatever. Go and learn those things if those things are going to help you. Don't waste time learning things that aren't going to help you. Make the right decision every day, you know, as far as having the right attitude about going into something, saying, you know, don't make decisions unless you have the full information, because you can't make an informed decision if you don't have the information. So remember, you have to work at changing your attitude, because it will, and I guarantee you, it will change your complete outcome.